This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
From the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it.
Oh!
Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
Boo!
What happened?
Boo!
What happened?
Colorado State lost.
No, what happened?
Last second shot
no.
by
no,
a freshman.
No, are you kidding?
A freshman.
Wait, by one yeah. point.
Our
one
freshman point. Or their freshman?
Their freshman hit a basket. 1 second left.
Oh,
and we
no.
lose by 1 point, Jimmy.
Are
White.
You kidding?
We
71-72. Oh.
We were ahead by one, that's and then there was a timeout with 3.7 seconds left.
Yeah.
And they threw in the ball, and this big, the guy was really tall, too.
He's big.
He's tall.
Yeah, he's
really tall. Anyway, he got the ball, Jamie.
Yeah.
He drove to the left side.
Yeah.
I'm going to paint it like you're there,
all
okay?
Right, sure.
He drove to the left side.
Uh-huh.
He went up.
Yep.
He barely got it over the defender's hand. It hit the backboard. Boom! Swish! Winner!
Oh, that's
Maryland.
Awful.
Maryland.
Yeah. Man.
We were close.
Oh, it was a really, really good game.
Man,
so
I threw you
up.
I threw your March Madness group a curveball last night with this shot that this guy made.
Why is that?
Well, because they don't realize. Okay, so there's a timeout right before this guy makes this shot that beats Colorado State, right? Colorado State is ahead by 1 point. So it looks like Colorado State probably is going to win the game, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, the betting sites that I'm on are like 45 seconds to a minute ahead of the game on TV. So I saw that he made the shot a minute before anybody else saw it.
Oh.
So I quickly texted your group
oh
and said, oh, no, Maryland wins. We lose. Powerball Pete writes back, how the hell do you know?
I didn't even see
playing basketball.
I didn't even see
I said,
that.
Trust me, I just know. And then a few seconds later, he makes the shot. I look like a genius.
Really?
Like a soothsayer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of basketball, I guess, over the weekend.
I got to tell you,
what?
I'm done with your group. I'm done with
you're
the
done?
Group. I'm done.
Well, you chime in a lot.
Yeah, you participate.
Yeah, you chime in a lot.
I only chimed in that first day.
You
when
chimed
I sent
in yesterday.
You two, and then I chimed in on the buzzer beater.
And
that's
you,
it.
Yeah, but you still participate exactly. for the guy that's so done.
But Jamie, I'll bet you.
Are you still at the top of the bracket?
No,
he's
I'm
second.
Number two.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah,
so
number
is
two.
Ty beating you?
He is.
Yeah, yeah Ty's
Ty.
Good. Ty.
Yeah, they said he's gay.
He is gay.
With 4 kids.
Well, he's really good at basketball.
Confused gay.
That was part of the feed. No, I'm explaining to
that
everybody.
Feed. I swear, folks, so, this feed.
So Ty was winning the pool, right? He's
yeah.
So I write, well, he's gay. And then somebody.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
Yeah. And then somebody chimes in and says, well, that's weird. He has 4 kids.
Right.
And then I said, well, that's how they disguise it because did anybody see Caitlin coming?
This pool has 37 people on it. I guarantee you there was at least 300 texts over the weekend.
Oh.
This thing just, my wrist is still shaking from vibration. Because it vibrates whenever one of the notifications go off. Yeah. And it was just nonstop all weekend.
How'd you get kicked out of first place? You were tied with Ty.
A couple of games.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly which ones.
I'm in dead last, or I was. I don't know if I still are.
Yeah, I checked it last night before I went to bed.
Like the very last. You should get an award for that.
You're 37th of 37.
If there's 37 spots and you're dead last, you should get an award.
Yeah, like that's hard to do.
Like a leg lamp or something. Like,
you should.
Yeah.
You
right?
should.
I know.
And look, I looked at your. The only saving grace you have is your Michigan State team.
Yeah.
If Michigan State can go on, then you could crawl up to maybe 20th.
I'm assuming they won yesterday.
Yeah. They won last night.
Da 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 da.
Man, I watched so many hours of basketball over the weekend.
Oh,
it was embarrassing. Yeah. And I'm talking from Friday when we left here.
Yeah.
Till. Well, now.
My God, what did the missus say?
Well, she wasn't very happy. She put down her foot for next weekend.
She did?
Yeah, next weekend. No more.
That's a Sweet 16.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, we're not there yet, pal.
Hey, I thought you were going to do a bunch of yard work.
It didn't get to it.
You were all big and bolstering about all the yard work you were going to do.
I don't know about your house, but it was freezing at my house. I couldn't get out there and do it.
Really?
It was nasty. I think we had like 16 inches of snow.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was really bad at the house. Winter blistery conditions.
It's going to be 70 degrees today. 70 degrees.
Yeah, windy today. But all this clears up, and it's just going to be a beautiful week.
When Alexa woke me up, she said it's going to be 70 degrees. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And she didn't talk back.
Mondays come fast.
They sure do. So I feel like I should be on spring break with my kid because he's home.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I want to, because we stayed up way too late last night, you know? And I'm like, I should be on spring break. Like, Micah takes it off with his kid. All these people take it off with their kids. I mean,
life's not fair.
It's really not
just
fair.
It's not fair, man. You're right, though. This would be a great week for you.
I know.
With your kid here. Yep. Now, is he going to do anything crazy? Is he going to the mountains? Is he going to go boarding or anything?
Well, they had a big plans on, what night was that? Saturday night?
Yeah.
He slept through it.
What?
So he got home. He got home, and then they were all planning on going bowling. All the people were going to go bowling, because I think it's CU's week off, too. Anyway, and so they were all going bowling, and then I woke him up at like 9, and he made some mumbling noises, and I was like, you're supposed to go bowling. And he did like that. And then he wakes up at 11, and he's all mad they missed it.
Because you didn't wake him up like hard enough. Come on.
Yeah, right? So we watched some documentary about cryptocurrency or whatever Saturday night. Those people that stole like, I don't know, $100 million in cryptocurrency. It's pretty fascinating, to be honest with you. Yeah. They like literally, they could get into everybody's accounts and steal it.
I got a feeling bowling is better, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah
but he missed it.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. We have Jonas Brothers tickets to give away this morning featuring Rusty. Rusty's on the tour. There'll be a Ball Arena coming up later on in the year. We've got a couple of tickets for you. Hey, Spadil, can you look up and see what time we're supposed to do this, please?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's not on the sheet, and I don't know exactly what time I'm supposed to do this.
Does it have
Rusty's
a time
coming
stamp?
To town.
I don't remember if I heard that it has a timestamp on it or not.
Well, this doesn't. I don't know.
Anyway, we'll give away those tickets later today. We'll let you know when.
That's a big show.
It is a big show. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I saw a couple of posts of theirs over the weekend. I guess they've already started kind of cranking up for this show. I don't know.
Well, one of them's on Broadway.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I saw.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe that's what I saw. All right, Jonas Brothers coming up this morning. We'll give you a time in just a few minutes as soon as Neil tracks it down.
Even George Clooney is on Broadway right now. Like, celebrities are doing this whole run on Broadway because they all want to try to get a, what's that, got? Something got?
I got. John Legend has one.
Yeah, something got, whatever that would be. Oscar, Grammy, Tony, and then what's the one that I'm missing?
I don't know.
Something. Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Any Grammar, Oscar, and Tony.
EGOT.
Yeah,
so EGOT.
EGOT. Did you find the time?
I'm looking right now.
All right, buddy. All right. Let us know when you find it.
Yeah.
I didn't get a time in my email, but it might be in some other stuff.
Got a question. Is there anybody out there, you can answer on Textnado if you want to, anybody out there that never owned a George Foreman grill?
Me.
You never owned one?
Uh-uh.
What?
He didn't either.
Yeah.
You've never owned one?
Nope. Those are the best things ever.
I ask because George Foreman died,
right.
76 years old, over the weekend. Man, I thought everybody on the planet had one.
Well, they sold a lot, right?
They sold a lot. Made him so much money, Jamie.
Did it?
Oh, millions. Yeah. Hundreds of millions.
$200 million.
Well, $200 million. I just didn't know like what kind of deal he had. Yeah. If it was actually his or he just like signed a deal to put his name on it and like they gave him $1 million or something.
Wasn't George Foreman the guy that had like 15 kids, all names started with a G or
Correct.
Something like that?
Yep. No, it was all Georges.
All Georges?
They were all Georges.
Everybody was a George.
Every single kid was a George, except for, I think, the girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was just starting with a G, the letter G.
No, I think they were all Georges.
No kidding? Yeah. How do you come up with 15 different Georges?
I mean, I hope I'm right about that, because otherwise I sound like a moron. You
are. Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Okay.
It goes all the way up to George 5.
Okay.
George the 5th?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew there were a lot of
What
Georges.
A legacy.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they were all Georges.
He had what? How many kids is it? It's like a dozen or more.
I see like 7.
Yeah.
And even his daughter's name, one of them's Georgetta.
Oh, yeah. Georgetta. Yeah. Way to keep that going.
Yeah, boy, George Foreman.
Nice.
He found a way.
That's great. Yeah, that
oh,
George
he has
Foreman.
12 kids.
12 kids. I thought it was a dozen.
Oh, yeah, it says, yeah. What are the name of George Foreman's 12 kids?
Yeah.
Man, yeah. We take a while to get to the facts, don't we, friends?
Yeah.
So annoying.
I thought I saw it was a dozen or more, something like that over the weekend. Yeah. But he died at 76 years old, one of the greatest boxers ever. But that George Foreman grill, man, it changed the lives of so many people that went to college.
Oh.
It was perfect.
That's
for the
where
dorm.
I got my first one. Was
oh,
college.
Yeah. Everybody.
It was awesome.
Everybody got it in college.
That's so
you
funny.
Had that little grease pan where all the grease dripped into this pan. You gotta clean out the pan.
And
after.
Then they came out with the double and the triple and the quadruple.
Wow.
They had one the size of a Buick. $200 million. One grill. One grill is all it took for George Foreman. And this guy was worth $200 million.
Yep. Was he, though?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't just sign a brand deal.
No.
It was his?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
I remember over the years reading stories about how much each year was making on
wow,
these stupid
awesome.
Grills.
He only this made guy. $5 million off boxing.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And the rest was all a grill?
All a grill.
That's brilliant right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
smart.
Well, you got 12 kids you got to split all this with, Ben. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on out
it was
there.
Very busy.
And if those kids, they decide to fight over the money, oh, man, that's going to be a battle.
Well, that's going to be a lot of Georges. I don't know how you even write it up in the, because you're going to be like, now, which George said what?
You know, I've always thought, though, the naming a kid with the junior or the third or the fourth, whatever. I've always thought that was kind of, I don't know, pompous.
What I don't like is when people use like the female's last name for the kid's first name.
Oh.
Like so, my girlfriend's name, I mean, and nothing against her, I love her, but her name is Terry Elliott, and then they named their son Elliott.
I don't think I've ever heard that
yeah,
before.
Yeah, some women do that.
No kidding. That's a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
I've wow. never heard of that before.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. My kid's name would be White.
Yeah.
It'd be weird.
Look, I can take the first being junior. All right. We'll let you off with that one. But when you get to the second and the third and fourth and George the fifth, it gets a little.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. Right?
Yeah. But so, like, if you were a girl, your kid's name would be Harris.
If I were a girl.
Yeah. Like, and you had a kid.
Oh,
Lisa,
okay. So yeah, it would be Harris.
Yeah. And then whatever her last Smith. Like, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
See?
So
that's how they do it. Isn't that weird?
That is, I've never heard that
yeah.
before.
I know a few people that have done that.
So your son would be White.
I said
his
that, yeah.
first name, White.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
And then his last name.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
That yeah, some dumbest. Names it doesn't work.
Well, that's some of the dumbest
yeah,
things.
No,
I'm just saying all names. That's just kind of dumb. The whole thing.
Yeah.
It's Who came up with that?
I don't know.
Somebody drinking.
It drives my son nuts because his half-brother's first name is Campbell. Yeah. He's like, oh, my God, what did she do that for?
Campbell?
Yeah.
First
yeah.
name?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not saying anything bad about it.
Nope. I didn't say anything.
I do have one funny story to tell you, though, that has nothing to do with any of this.
Right.
So my girlfriend, I'm in a group chat with a couple of my girlfriends, and she just got back from Mexico because Douglas County has to go back to school today. Oh, my God. She's she has like 5 kids, right? She's out of her mind. Anyway, one of them, the 17-year-old, came back to the hotel room. They were all on the beach hanging out at the resort and stuff with a million hickeys on his neck.
Oh! Hooking up on vacation.
He's so mad.
No. Just guessing. Is he a 5-year-old?
No, he's 17. Isn't that weird?
Wow. That is
like,
weird.
You know, you're like you and all your friends because they went out to celebrate her birthday in Mexico and they're with a bunch of friends and they have an Airbnb and a big one and all this stuff and they're hanging out. And then you're like, what the? What? What? And she said, there'd be one. And then there's another one. And then she's like screaming at him. And he's like a man whore in Mexico. And I'm like, yeah, those Mexican hickeys are the worst kind of hickeys. Oh, she's so mad.
Wow.
And so one of the girls in the group was like, don't let him go to school like that. And she's like, oh, no, he's going.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going.
He's going to be mortified.
I'd blame it on the Mexican.
I don't know. I think.
Or is he proud of it?
I think they're proud of it. I remember when my kid had one. It was disgusting. I was like, why is that girl sucking on your neck? and they wear it like a badge.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, I hooked up.
I was proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, these are Mexican ones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'd blame it on the Mexican mosquitoes. They're bad down
here.
They
really suck.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next. Hang on.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
See, I knew it. This is sad.
What's sad?
Well, that's Michael Boehm. He's the one that invented the George Foreman grill and didn't even get any credit for it.
Oh.
Yep. The George Foreman grill was invented by Michael Boehm, a lifelong tinkler. Tinkerer. Not tinkler.
Man.
He didn't just go around peeing. So, he was a tinkerer.
So he didn't get any of the proceeds from that?
Yeah, he did. He invented the grill, and then he asked George Foreman to be the pitch man for it and lend his face and name or whatever to the grill.
I know one thing. It was a buku of money.
Yep.
Phew.
I know, but have you ever heard of this guy? No.
Never heard of an old tinker guy.
And he's the one that, like, created it.
It's the way it always works, Jamie.
I guess
so. The people that actually have the idea, always forgotten.
Exactly. Poor Michael.
Poor Boehm. Michael.
God bless him. Anyway. All right. A couple of things to get to. First of all, oh my gosh, over the weekend, I don't know if y'all saw it or not, but Snow White was just getting pummeled by social media.
Good.
People were taking pictures of the theater tickets for sale, and one theater in particular on a Saturday night had one ticket sold. Another one posted had 7 tickets sold, and so throughout the whole United States, nobody was buying any tickets. In fact, it only came home with $43 million on its opening weekend. And that is really bad because it cost almost $300 million to make.
That'll teach you to fire the dwarfs, okay?
The Walt Disney Company's live-action controversial Snow White opened in theaters with a $43 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates. I didn't know that Snow White was the original Disney movie that allowed them to purchase their Burbank studios with the money that it came in.
Me either.
This did not work at all this time.
No. They spent $280 million, right?
Yep.
To make this thing?
Yep.
Ooh, what a bomb.
Yeah, it is. Especially, $43 million. I mean, people are going after it so bad. It's just so bad. All right, so anyway, the other big story, obviously we hit on George Foreman, but the other big story is that it is officially public that Tiger Woods and Vanessa Trump are together.
Well.
Yeah. This is, all right, so I did a little deep dive into this. They posted some pictures together, and they look all snuggly. She's 47 years old, and she has 5 kids.
Woo,
with
naughty.
Donald Trump Jr.
All right.
5 kids, ages 17, 16, 13, 12, and 10.
Man, that's a lot.
That's a lot. And then with his 2 kids, that's 7 kids to figure out custody with.
Yeah.
At times you're going to go to all their games and this and that.
Holidays.
But the coolest part is Kai, her oldest daughter, who is all over social media. I'm sure you guys have seen her. She's gorgeous. But she's a huge golfer.
She is.
Yeah, she's 17 years old. Her name is Kai. Beautiful girl. And she's a huge golfer. And I don't know about you, Vanessa. I'd keep my 17-year-old away from Tiger.
Yeah. I saw where she played in a golf tournament over the weekend, and she didn't do so well, though.
Oh, Kai didn't? No. Well, anyway, so this chick, Vanessa Trump, who is married to Donald Trump Jr., poor thing, had 5 kids with him. She's also linked to Leonardo DiCaprio. She also dated a Saudi prince for quite a while, but he was deported or whatever because he was linked to Al-Qaeda. That's kind of a shock. One day you're dating this Saudi prince with trillions of dollars, and you're like, what the hell? You're with those guys? Yeah, you need to get out. And then this is so tacky, you guys. Listen to how Donald Trump Jr. proposed to her. So he proposed to her at a mall in front of a ring store so he would get the $100,000 ring for free.
Shut up.
Is that so cheap?
I wish I could have cut a deal like that.
It's so cheesy. I mean, you're a Trump. That's great. That is so tacky. I bet she almost wanted to die. Like, what are you doing? Well, it's free.
She probably didn't know at the time.
Oh, my God.
You know? Found out years later.
Well, I don't know. You're right in front of the jewelry store at the mall.
And you know they had a photographer there just taking all the
pictures. Why they used the pictures for publicity. That is so tacky. My God, I'm sure even Donald Trump was like, really? I would have loaned you the money. My God, that's so stupid. Yeah, so anyway, and so she's with Tiger. Tiger's looking a little rough, though. I guess if you take enough painkillers, you don't care that you have seven kids.
When you look at him, too, he always looks like he's in pain.
He does.
He's got this look on his face like he's hurting, man.
Yeah.
When he walks, he limps, he hurts.
But on the other side of that, his ex-girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn, she's 40 years old, and she took second place in the final World Cup race during her comeback season. That was a nice look. I'm sure she wanted to win, but, you know, he's coming out saying, look, I have a girlfriend, and she's like, look, I'm second.
Yeah. You know, that's quite amazing, too.
Yeah, it is.
With the injury that she's had and pretty much called it a quits for her career. She did that. Now she came out of retirement. But for her to go out there, didn't she win one just a couple of months ago? She won something. And now she finished second at the world. That's pretty impressive.
She at one point, I saw a documentary about her or something about it. And she said her knee was so bad before she had knee replacement that she couldn't even walk to the mailbox with her dog.
That's terrible.
She couldn't even walk. Now here she is, 40 years old, going down. Man, they fly down those slopes. I don't even know. I would just be crying. It's too fast.
It's so scary. Right? And the way they take those edges.
Oh, my God.
If you have bad knees, how does she do it?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I believe she had total knee replacements.
Did she?
I think so.
I had a knee replacement on the left knee. There's no way in hell. I can barely walk to the elevator.
Oh, a partial knee? Okay, sorry. So the renowned American alpine skier underwent a partial knee replacement surgery in April of 2024.
Hey, I was wrong. I said in the beginning, she's not going to make a comeback. She can't do it. She's been beaten up too much, and she's 40, which is a lot for an athlete. But, man, she is already proving me wrong.
Yeah.
She is solid. Yeah.
She suffered numerous knee injuries throughout her career, leading to severe arthritis. The surgery that she just had in April was aimed at alleviating her pain and restoring her mobility. And whoever did that needs to be, like, served with an award.
Jamie, every morning at 8:45, wall-to-wall yoga knocks you for a loop.
It does.
Can you imagine?
No. I mean, you guys have seen it, how they, it's like their knees are on shock. Right?
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't know.
Crazy, just crazy. Rosie O'Donnell says that Elon Musk has stolen the election from Trump. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that, Rosie. Remember when she was fun?
Yeah. I think she regrets going to Ireland, though.
They said they're not going to let her stay.
Really?
I saw that somewhere.
No citizenship or something?
Yeah, that they're not going
to. Really? She's got to pick I wonder if she's got a backup.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a new service now. Excuse me. Thanks to a partnership announced last week between DoorDash and Klarna, customers can now buy a burrito or McDonald's order and pay for it across the four times.
Make payments
on your McDonald's order without interest. Yeah, so let's see. It has to be an order of $35 or more, and you can make four payments on it.
Although I will say, like DoorDash, Grubhub, everything's so expensive now with all the tipping fees.
Yeah, $35 is easy to get to.
Way easier.
Yeah. So it says it's going to be interest-free for if you make them on time. But after that, it's like, if you cannot make this, then don't buy it.
I don't think that should be, like, legal. It's almost predatory, in my opinion. Like, you're taking advantage of poor people and putting them in a thing so that they're just, like, stuck there with the percentage of, like, interest, and then they're not going to be able to pay it back. But you said if they make the payments on time, right?
Yeah.
So then they're just going to be stuck in this hole, and it's just going to screw them over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're making payments on a Big Mac, you probably deserve it.
If you're making payments on a Big Mac, you probably don't deserve it. Like, don't get one.
Yeah, don't do it.
Remember what Bob's theory is? If you can't buy it, if you can't pay it for it, then don't get it.
Yeah, but I think you should, like these people should be protected from themselves. And, they shouldn't be allowed to get this
stuff. I know what it is. Yeah. I know what it is.
He's hungry? What?
I know what it is.
What is it?
He went to the Bernie rally.
Oh, that's right.
He was down there with Bernie and AOC. Okay. So he came back this morning. You got what I'm saying now?
I do, yes.
Yeah. And I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just trying to explain Spadil right now. He's in there rah, 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 about a Big Mac. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know why this had to be sad, but it got sad.
It did get sad, but he went to that Bernie rally.
Yeah, no, I saw the picture. Did you guys see the picture?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, you look good, Spadil.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, good I had a good time. Yeah, saw him in AOC.
I'll post a picture of Spadil with Bernie. I forgot to post it. Thanks to our friend Neil Bratz was there as well, and he's the one that took the picture.
Yeah, he's a photographer.
It's a great picture.
Yeah. He brought his Polaroid with him?
He did.
No kidding.
He got a solid picture. Yeah, I sent it to you. I sent it to the whole group.
Oh, yeah?
Here it is.
I did see it.
He's in so many group chats, it's just hard to keep
track of. I know. In fact, he missed one.
He missed as soon as you said that.
I know, right? He missed a really important text, but we won't talk about that.
He's going back.
It's fine. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right. BJ, JB Morning Show. Oh, cool. Jonas Brothers. We're going to do 7:45, Jamie.
Nice. Okay.
7:45. Jonas Brothers later this year. You could win tickets.
BJ and Jamie.
Heartbreak. Heartbreak last night.
Yeah, that was sad, I guess. I didn't get to see it, but I know that the final seconds, CSU just went in the tube.
Terrible.
The very final second.
Very final second, Jamie.
So sad.
From the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it.
Oh!
Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life. Into the Sweet 16!
We lose.
Who is she? Ugh.
I don't like the... look, you're going to hate that I say this. I don't like the female anchor.
Well, she tries to be like a man!
It's like they put in the B team. This is the NCAA tournament. You don't put in the B team.
Well, I mean, you know, there's some that are fine, right? But I don't know. She really got into it.
She's about the only one you hear anymore.
Is it?
Yeah, but she's manly.
Well, I don't think she's manly. I'm just saying, it's just like she studied other sports people. It's like, I know I'm supposed to draw out the words.
Yeah, like, took bits and pieces from my wand. Yeah.
Heartbreak Hotel, man. Colorado State, so close. Man, they made that basket with 3 seconds left, and I thought for sure that they're in. The Rams are going to move on.
That would have been
Sweet
great.
Sweet 16. But no, Maryland.
Because they haven't even gotten like this far, right? Since like NAM or something.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've ever gotten to the Sweet 16.
I don't think they have. But yeah. I mean, even that second game, I think they've won. I don't even know. I just remember them being shocked that they got this far, even though it was only 2 games.
Yeah, it was a bummer, though.
Yeah.
It was a real bummer. A lot of fans that were in bars last night, a lot of fans following Colorado State. And I think that even if you're a CU fan, you were still rooting for Colorado State.
Oh, for sure. Everybody was.
You know? Everybody was on board for this. And they actually, when you watched the game, I know you didn't see it, Jamie, but I watched the game last night. Colorado State outplayed them. They just literally outplayed them. They just made some dumb mistakes down the stretch that cost them.
So the last time they were in the Sweet 16 and the only time was in 1969.
Wow, that was a
good year.
Yeah.
That was a good year.
Long time ago.
That was a great year.
Holy crap.
All right, well, there you go. Colorado State, Colorado now out of it. No longer in the tournament. That's the way it goes, I guess.
What a bummer.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just feel for all you parents that have a kid there I'm sure that everybody was, the whole family was together yesterday, come on. Oh.
All right, we got a couple of things to bring up here.
I was still finishing my wah, and you just walked on me.
All right. Go ahead.
Wah, wah, wah. Okay, now.
A couple of things in the program this morning. First of all, I want to mention this because my wife is going through this right now, and that's the subscriptions for massages. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And how hard it is to cancel these things. These companies, and not only just massages, but anybody that's out there, if you've got a subscription on something, it's so difficult to change something or just to completely drop it. I mean, they will ignore you and ignore you and ignore you.
Well, I had signed up for that stupid Cindy Crawford. I don't know. She had cantaloupe technology or something. Remember that stuff? Like it was, oh, I forgot who makes it. But anyway, it's really costly, right? And you get it every month. That was next to impossible. I got on the phone. I said, hey, I want to cancel this. It's like a cream or whatever, right? And you get it every month. And I call it, and she's like, well, we already have one in the mail on its way. And I said, no, that's not true. And she's like, yeah, it's already on the way. And I'm like, well, I need to cancel it. I'll take that one. And she's like, are you sure you want this? Because now we have a special gift bag that comes with this. And I'm like, no, just cancel it. It made it impossible for me to cancel it. I finally screamed and said, I said the F word. F and cancel it, and I hung up.
It should be illegal.
I know.
It really should, to treat consumers like this. If you want to cancel something that you're paying for, now granted, go ahead and pay for it. If you've already gotten it and you ordered it or whatever, I mean, you should have a chance to return it if you want to and get your money back. But let's say you don't. If you call or go online and you cancel something, it should be effective that day.
Right.
Okay? That's the way it should be.
Didn't you think because you and I talked about this off the air, wasn't she charged like $400 or something?
$400?
Yeah. And she can't get an appointment,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, wow. And it's some dumb massage place. Right. I don't know where it's at, okay?
It's called Happy Endings, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. She's been trying to get me to go with her, but just haven't been able to pull that off yet. But yeah. Nevertheless, okay. So, but she's been a part of this thing. A, she can't get an appointment because they're always packed, all right? So they obviously do a good job. There's nothing wrong with that. My argument is that if you want to cancel something because it's inconvenient or you just can't get it doesn't fit your schedule, let's say, then you should be able to cancel. They've already charged her for months at $400. It was over $400 for like 3 or 4 months membership. And during the entire time, she's not been able to get an appointment and tried over and over and over again.
And I looked up that Happy Ending thing on it's a whole thing on Reddit. You guys should read it.
Is it really?
It is a whole thing. Nobody can get out of it. It's on.
They just delay, yeah, push it back.
It's on Reddit. Well, there's all kinds of fine print that nobody read, because nobody reads fine print, and it's a whole thing.
How can you call yourself Happy Endings?
Exactly.
When there is no ending. There's no ending to your subscription.
Well, she couldn't even get happy because she couldn't find an appointment.
Exactly. There's no happy ending to it at all. It's miserable.
I remember and then you guys are going to laugh, but I belonged to Gold's Gym, right, when it was a thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. It was like $23 a month, and I was poor as hell, and I needed to get out of it. And they make it impossible. They literally make it impossible.
Did you have, like most gyms, you have to go to the gym and cancel there?
Because I tried to call. I exactly had to do that because I tried to call. Nope, you have to come in and sign a paper. Oh, okay.
Okay, that should be illegal. You should be able to go to their website. They should have a little box there. I quit.
Yeah.
I quit. Very
exactly.
Simple.
Yeah.
You click that, hit submit, boom, it's over.
It's done.
That's the way it should be done. And there should be a law against this. And I guarantee you there are plenty of women listening to our show right now that you have one of these subscriptions. Maybe it's not at Happy Ending, but it's some massage place out there or something like that you cannot get canceled. And you've tried and you've tried and they continue to bill and bill. That's how they make their money.
Well, and it happens on Amazon too, because I know that that Carson is a big subscription guy, because you know you get that discount.
Oh yeah, I mean 15-20% off your first order, and then they hook you, and then you can't get out of it. I was going to cancel the second month, and I didn't cancel it.
And they automatically, and you know this, they automatically on Amazon put it as the only option first. You have to go and re-click that it's a one-time buy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Frog does this with games.
Yeah.
He'll get a game, and it's good for 60 days, let's say, or 30 days, whatever. And then you got to go, but at least they make it easy. The games seem to make it easy because I go into my phone. It's got a subscription page in there.
Right.
And I can just click, boom, 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 opt out, and it works. I never get charged again. That's how easy it should be. But these other places, man, they hook you and they will not let go.
Man, that's a pricey thing. Well, I guess it comes out because, like, if you think about a massage, it's what, like $60 or whatever? And so is it unlimited for $400 a month? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it is. And but
so in your head, it sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, because I could go every week.
Yeah, or, but then you can't get an appointment.
You can't. No, she's been trying for 3 months.
Oh, my God.
And again, the appointment has to fit your schedule. Yeah, I'm sure there's some openings in that 3 months. It just doesn't fit her schedule.
Right.
But trying to fit her schedule into their openings, impossible.
She works full time.
So,
yeah.
Right. So instead, why not just cancel? You go your way, I go my way, shop somewhere else. But no, they won't let you off the hook.
Yeah.
She's gone in there over and over again, asked for paperwork, a manager, whatever. Can't get it.
Because
get
didn't it. They keep saying the manager's out of town, yeah. out of the country?
Yeah. Then he got fired. At first, he was out of the country,
okay.
and I guess he stayed too long or something. He got back, and the lady literally said that he was out of the country. Uh-huh. He came back. Then they discovered that he was a fraud because he wouldn't cancel subscriptions.
Wait, she said that to your wife?
Yes.
And she didn't cancel it right there?
She said she had to wait on the new manager to be hired to cancel it.
That...
Is that a crock?
That chick's dumb.
No kidding. That's what she said.
That is so weird.
Yeah. She said the other guy was a crook because he wouldn't cancel subscriptions. And there's a new guy coming in, so you're going to have to wait.
As we charge your credit card $400 more.
Unbelievable.
Because it'll be April now.
All right, we're going to get to these body scans. All right. Oh, Jamie and Carson are all fired
and
up
Spadil.
About this.
Yeah.
Spadil, you're in too?
Oh, yeah. I'm in big time.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Body scans. Looking for some ailments.
No, it's the new rage. It's to be in front of your health.
Yeah. Look, I got nothing against that. I'm just not going to.
No,
jump.
I just know that you're scared to look.
Yeah. I've done a lot to this body.
Yeah,
change.
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather look at it from the outside. Yeah. It's not pretty inside. No. I guarantee you. All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, the Odyssey app, the podcast. After 10 o'clock, it will be up there. Go listen to it. Share it with a friend. Oh, the Slacker Show is up there, too. It's the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. All right. Also, the Jonas Brothers coming to town in October. We got tickets.
Yep. We're going to do it at 7:45 this morning.
All the boys, including Rusty.
All of them.
They're all going to be here.
Which one is on? Is it Nick or Joe that's on Broadway right now? I don't. It doesn't matter. Who cares.
I want to say Joe.
I really want to. They said that the Broadway tickets now are impossible because all these huge names are going. And I guess the George Clooney, the one that George Clooney is on Broadway, it's $980 for one ticket, and it's at the very top of the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway.
Yeah, I can't afford that.
Nick,
I mean,
thank you. It's Nick.
Yeah, this is Nick.
It's Nick.
I'd love to see George.
Have you ever gone to see a show at Broadway?
Who?
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No
yeah.
one.
No. I thought you said, have you ever gone to see his show at Broadway? And I'm like, oh, whose show?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yes, I have been to Broadway.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
A couple of times, in fact. And yeah. it's a cool experience. Even if the play sucks, it's still good.
Yeah.
It's still good. Cool. It's a good experience. All right, let's get to this whole thing with these body scans, okay? Let me play this audio first. Now, I've not heard this.
Okay.
But let me play this first. We can start, stop it, whatever. But let's see what this is all about. Body scans that are looking at your insides, right?
Correct.
From the Kardashians matriarch herself.
I'm just excited to get my results.
To Goop wellness guru Gwyneth Paltrow posting on Instagram.
Going into Pronuvo for my full body scan.
Celebrities with access to the best health tech out there are paying thousands of dollars out of pocket
what?
For full body medical scans just for a peek at what's under their skin. Former bachelorette Ali Fedotowsky and husband Kevin Mano sharing on Instagram.
Kevin has thyroid cancer and had zero symptoms before we found out.
Claiming to help detect disease before symptoms even arise. Sharing compelling patient testimonials.
The feedback from the medical team was, you've caught this so early that your chances of a cure are probably about 80%.
Could they revolutionize the future of healthcare?
We're comprehensively looking through every organ in the body to screen for cancer, aneurysms, and 500 other conditions that we cover.
All right. I don't know. That's crazy.
So it's a new thing that's sweeping the nation, right? It was only available in New York and Chicago and L.A., but now it's come to Colorado. Now we have the opportunity to do a full body scan in Denver. And it's so weird because you would think when you're telling an 18-year-old that they would roll their eyes, right? So we were out to dinner. My son's in town from spring break. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this full body scan. He's like, oh my God, I want to do that. That's so awesome. Everybody's talking about it now. And he's like, it's a way to get, you know, ahead of your health, right?
Exactly.
And I said, you don't need that much radiation at 18. Like there is just no, you're a healthy kid and there's just no need to have that much radiation at 18. And he's like, oh, because kids now, like at their age, they're so obsessed with like eating clean, or at least my kid is, eating clean and all that stuff.
No, I feel like the younger generation, especially now, like they're not even really drinking alcohol a lot.
At all. Like, my kid doesn't drink
at all. Yeah, a lot of them don't. They're just like, well, I don't want to touch this stuff. Why would I touch it? It's poison to you, you know, whatever.
Although he did, I will tell you this, he was honest. He doesn't drink or vape or anything like that, but he told me he did shrooms. Mm. I was like, what? Mm. And he goes, yeah, we were all hiking and we had a guy that stayed that was sober, you know, just because my kid's like always like that paranoid kid. Like, we need one guy that's sober. And so he said, it was like, he'll never do it again. But he said it brought him like this clarity that he worries too much. And then it brought him around into this like, he said it was probably the best thing he's ever done. I'm like, no!
Probably like an out-of-body experience.
He said it made him realize that he's just been worried about like his path too much, and it gave him like this weird clarity.
All right, so back to body
isn't
scans.
Isn't that crazy? I just want to finish this, though. Isn't that nuts?
Yes,
I mean, crazy.
I've never experienced it.
My good kid that doesn't drink or anything like that, he's like, now he's up in the woods like, whoa!
If you have a fear of him with all the radiation, why not yourself?
Because I feel like I'm like immune to it now. I've had so much in my life. Yeah.
Right. The cost, they said thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it's like $2,500.
$2,500.
Yeah.
Man.
And it's not covered by insurance.
At all. So what happens is that you get this full body scan and a radiologist, you know, the body's a lot to look at. So I feel bad for the radiologist because I'm sure he's like, oh my God, I got to go through every inch of this thing. You know, because usually an MRI or a CAT scan is just for a certain portion of your body.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're looking at what's broken, what's this, that, the other thing. But this is the whole thing he has to read.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want
to
do it.
I just think it's fascinating, and I would love to. I was reading an article about a woman. She has, her family had a history of cancer, so she just decided to do this. And she had no symptoms of anything, but she had a spleen aneurysm that they found, and it was like a ticking time bomb. It could have gone off, ruptured at any point.
I've never heard of a spleen aneurysm.
Yeah, and I guess if it ruptures, it's very deadly, but she got it removed. All the doctors were like, listen, this is going to be life-changing because we got to take out your spleen.
Yeah.
But they did it, and now she's fine.
Schmidl, why do you want it? Because you were all excited, too.
So I know this guy at my other job, and it's similar to the story Carson just told. His cousin went and got one of these scans, and they found some cancer that they were able to cure before it became a problem.
Yeah. The thing is like, I guess you could either like live where you don't know, because that's how I like it, you know, where I don't want to know.
I agree.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Or, like, do you want to be, like, proactive, but also have the radiation risk. You know,
See, I'm scared to find out the results, but I also want to know the results.
I know.
If you can catch something early enough, then you can just put it to an end.
I kind of stand on the, I guess, of the side of, I'd like to see more results before I try it. Does that make sense? I want to see more of what? I mean, what happens long term? I mean, the radiation itself might be a problem.
I don't think that there's radiation with it because it uses magnets. It's MRI stands for magnetic resonance imaging, and they're running like magnetic fields through you. I don't think there's radiation.
I'm just saying that what if down the road...
Is it CAT scan the radiation? One of them has radiation.
Yeah, CAT scans and x-rays have radiation. Yeah.
But what if down the road you find out that it was all useless, it didn't really work, blah, 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 blah. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, maybe it's like the first model of car that comes out. Sometimes it's best to avoid that, right?
No, I like it. I want to do it.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
Me too.
Yeah, like when the Model T came out, you'd be like, yo, this would be sick. I want to drive around and not ride a horse.
Yeah. So you'd rather know than not know.
Yeah, I do want to do it.
I mean, a lot of the experts are saying that it could lead to maybe people I guess, treating things that aren't a problem or may not be a problem, but they think that they're a problem. So it's just really how it's read.
Or it can add to your stress, right? Like you have anxiety about something.
Boy,
I was way wrong,
by the way. Sorry to interrupt you. I was way wrong. There is no radiation at all. It says, Schmidl pulled it up. It says MRIs have no, so my kid can get it now. I gotta text him and say, I was way wrong.
He's gonna be so excited.
I know, right? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it says it uses, well, I knew with the magnet part, but I didn't know it was radio waves, too. Wow, we can listen to our favorite station while we're in that tube.
105.9, right there. Inside your body.
It says, because MRI does not use radiation, there's no risk of radiation exposure during the procedure.
Who knew?
Yes.
Nice. Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Let me read some of these texts to you guys because you guys are all commenting on these full body scans. First of all, don't worry. I wrote my son. I texted him. I said, hey, your mom is dumb. MRIs don't have any radiation, so you can get a full body scan if you want. Somebody said, here's the bad side, in my opinion, to a full body scan. You might be able to live your whole life without getting any treatment for a little spot or something like that that you didn't know that you had. I guess that's true, right? It says it's going to give medical industries more money on things we never knew we had and would have lived the rest of our lives just fine with it. So there's that angle for the full body scan, right? Hey, Jamie, you're dumb. There's no radiation in MRIs. I know.
Yeah.
You know, you would think that I would know that because, you know, I'm an orthopedic surgeon by injection.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that.
Maybe you forgot.
Maybe. Probably. Let's see here. What if they find something? Does your insurance handle it because you did a non-insurance procedure? I have no idea.
I would think so because it's still like preventative. I mean, it's none other than you going doing
that's
MRI
true.
And they find something.
I'd say that they will not cover your scan, but they would cover your further treatment.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, you sound like you're neurotic saying that Rafa can't have it. He's an adult. He's a legal adult. And if he wants to do something like that, okay, fine. My God. In my head, he's still 7 years old. I haven't told him that. He's like, oh my God, Mom, if I want to go, because he wants to try to, I don't know, train for Mount Everest and all that crap. And I was like, you're not going there. Like, that's insane. And he's like, Mom, I'm an adult. I'm like, in my head, you're 7. I'm just a little boy. Oh, my God. All right. Let's see here. It's the Paul brothers. I actually said to Schmidl, who the hell are the Paul brothers? I didn't even understand. I'm like, the Paul brothers. I'm thinking, like, who are, like, the Jonas brothers? I've never heard of this group called the Paul brothers. No, it's what's his name and what's
Jake and Logan.
I've never heard of them called the Paul brothers.
Ever.
Right? And so I was like, I guess they get a, is it a documentary? Is that what this is?
I think it's a series, that they're doing.
So it's the Paul brothers, and it's going to be on Max. It's an original series, and it's called Paul American. And here's the little promo.
Yeah, this is America. Yeah. The currency isn't being liked. The currency is attention. What can you do with attention? The answer is anything. And now it's time for America to meet our family.
What's wrong with you?
Go yourself.
This baby opened up a gentle side of the Pauls.
Oh, it's smelly. To my whole family. Shut the up. We got a show to make.
Ugh, something I do not want to see.
You know, it'll probably do well, though.
It will.
Yeah,
it will.
Just our luck.
Congratulations to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. Woo! They won second place in USA Today's favorite zoos across the nation. They won second place. Now, I will tell you this. Again, dumb Jamie. I literally thought that it was in Wyoming.
I did, Cheyenne? Too. When I first heard of it, I did, too.
Why did
I
they name it that?
I have no idea.
It's so dumb. It's so deceiving.
It's where it's located, I think. There's something.
It's in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, but that mountain is called Cheyenne Mountain.
Well, I don't like it because when I moved here, I heard all about this zoo, right? And I moved here with my kid, and he was like 5. And I heard all about this zoo, and I was like, I am not driving to Wyoming to a damn zoo. That is nuts. And then I found out it's right there.
Who beat us?
Some weird little place. I forgot where it is. I don't know. I read it yesterday. I can't. My memory recall is not great.
I'm curious to who beat us.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Who's better than Cheyenne Zoo?
It was some weird little place that you wouldn't want to go visit.
Except for the zoo.
Yeah. That's what I thought when I read it. I was like, well, at least they got something going for them. Yeah. Anyway, Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, I highly recommend it. And then if you're like me and you're a little bit lazy, you can actually pay the guy in the golf cart to drive you up the hill. Yeah. I gave him $10. I was like, hey, do you mind driving us all the way up there? He's like, yeah, no problem.
That's cheap.
I know, right?
$10?
I know. Omaha.
Yeah.
Omaha's Henry Durley Zoo.
Yeah.
And aquarium.
Okay.
Yep, in Omaha.
Wow.
So that's why I was like, well, good for them. They need something.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
All right, anyway, so congongratulations to that zoo. And you can feed the giraffes there. It's super cool.
That's the coolest part about
it.
Yeah, you give like they give you lettuce, and they just come up, and little Debbie stuck out her hand.
Yep.
And I got a little scared because like the giraffe head comes right over to her, and the black tongue comes out and just wrapped its arm around her hand. I was like, no, don't take her hand. But it just took
their tongues are long.
Yeah. You would have felt bad if he'd eaten her.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
I think every parent that's taking their kid to that zoo has that little moment of like, what are we doing here?
Is this a good idea?
This is a wild animal. Yeah. We are feeding it, and it has teeth in there. You know, you do second guess that. The only thing I find disappointing with the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is taking that like chairlift up to the top, and there's nothing up there.
The gondola, yeah.
There's nothing up there.
You just literally just get off. I don't even know why you get off. They make you get off, stand back in line to get back on again.
It's so dumb. I was like, wait, what did we do this for? My kid's looking at me. He's like, is there nothing up here? I go, I guess it's just for the ride. I don't know.
They should at least have like a Dippin' Dot stand up there or something,
right?
You know?
I know.
Give me a snack.
Anyway, if you haven't been, you don't get it. But it's just bizarre. You go up there in a chairlift and there's nothing up there. Well, I guess it's a view. Donald Trump is real, real mad. Donald Trump is fuming, actually, over a painting of him hanging in the Colorado State Capitol. And even Schmidel agrees that it is bad.
It's ugly. It's a very ugly picture, yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I guess last night Donald Trump went on his whatever that Truth Social thing is, and he said nobody likes a bad picture or painting of themselves, but the one in Colorado in the state capitol put up by the governor along with all the other presidents was purposely distorted to a level that even I perhaps have never seen before.
It looks like Trump combined. I know people don't know what Powerball Pete looks like, but it looks like Trump combined with Powerball Pete.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bad painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trump compared his portrait to Barack Obama's, criticizing the artist for making Obama look wonderful while calling his own truly the worst. He jabs at the artist too, saying she must have lost her talent as she got older. He says that Jared Polis should be ashamed of himself for putting that picture up. Oh, it doesn't even look like him, does it? I'm looking at it now.
No.
I mean, it's not like they, like, you know, put horns on him or something.
No, you could tell it's him, but it's like it's a lot more square, and then I'd say there's like 10 pounds extra in the face.
Yeah. That doesn't look like him at all. That's weird. I guess it's Polis's way of going.
The Barack Obama.
I did that to you.
The Barack Obama painting too. She did a great job on that one. Did you see that one?
Yeah,
no, I haven't.
Yeah,
that one's
pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Crazy. All right. Snow White opens with a horrible box office. It cost $250 million to make, and it looks like they only made $43 million. On their opening, they thought this was going to be huge. There's all kinds of controversy with Snow White because there's no, you know, those little people.
Dwarfs. The seven dwarfs were fired.
Yeah, they're CGI, and they were rendered CGI, and backlash over that. And plus, I guess the star that is Snow White, Rachel, Zegler, I guess she wrote a bunch of bad stuff about the president and hoped ill will against him and anybody who voted for him, so half the country's mad at her.
There was a video that was generated AI over the weekend, and it was the seven dwarfs. Snow White was on a monitor in the background, and how terrible it's done. They were celebrating. They were drinking, smoking cigars, and laughing and cheering each other because it was doing so crappy.
That's pretty funny, though.
It was funny.
Oh, my God. Did you guys, speaking of Powerball Pete, so you know how we all can, like, make that little emoji of our face, right? Well, the old school way, right? So it was when Facebook allowed you to do it, or your phone did, or whatever. Well, a lot of people, like Pete, made himself look a lot younger, right? He picked the redheaded guy with the little freckles that looks like he's about 17, yeah. Right? He picked that one. I go, Pete, that doesn't even look like you. So my kid did the AI version. He took Pete's picture and he made the AI face and... and he looks like Donald Trump. Like you said, Schmidel.
Yeah, just combined them, yeah.
And he's so mad because I said, dude, this is reality. This is what AI says you look like. And he's like, I'm not that fat.
I thought the emoji was skinny.
I felt bad for him.
He had a lot more hair.
So facial aesthetics is his client, right?
Yeah.
And so we all went over there to see Lori. I love that place. They're really nice to me. And anyway, and it was so bad because Lori's pretty funny, but she goes, Pete, we can get rid of that double chin. We have the machine right in there. I don't know what it is. I mean, it is like, it's like he wears a turtleneck, but it's his skin.
Oh, poor guy.
He's always warm.
Hey, you're the one that said it looked too thin.
Well, compared to the emoji, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so hopefully we're going to take care of that. We're going to take him over there. Just have it. I think his wife would appreciate us doing that for him, you know, because men don't usually take care of their skin and they don't realize that there's machines can fix all those things. We can just take that thing right off of there. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of little injections. All right, let's hear what else. Tiger Woods has hooked up with Vanessa Trump. Now, she is the ex-wife of Donald Trump Jr., and they have gone public. They were in a hammock laying there together, all sexified, and he's like, love is in the air. That's what Tiger said. Anyway, he said, love is in the air and you've changed my life. They've been dating since Thanksgiving, and now it's official. How does she hook up with all these people? This chick not only was married to Donald Trump Jr. and she had 5 kids with him, but she's also hooked up with Leonardo DiCaprio, some Saudi prince, and now Tiger Woods.
Woo!
Like, what circles does she run into? Like,
I don't know, but it's a good resume.
It is. It is.
Mm-hmm. Good resume.
She's 47 years old. She has 5 kids, 17, 16, 13, 12, and 10. That right there, I don't even know how you have time to date Tiger Woods.
No, and I mentioned this last week when it first broke, that this guy, Tiger Woods, he has a certain look. Outside of hookers, that is.
Yeah.
Okay, outside of hookers, he's got a definite look. She looks a lot like Lindsey Vonn to me.
Yeah.
Okay?
And his first wife.
Yeah, and his first wife. He really does.
Yeah.
That's his go-to.
I agree. And speaking of, we mentioned this, Lindsey Vonn, congratulations to her. She won the second in the final World Cup race of her comeback season. She's 40 years old, and that is amazing.
It is amazing.
And she had a partial knee replacement, and she did it all on that. Talk about a comeback. She did a great job. And then finally, and sadly, I'm sure y'all saw it already, but George Foreman, the boxing legend and entrepreneur of the George Foreman Grill, he has passed away at the age of 76. By the way,
terrible.
Off the air, what you guys did not hear is Carson and, I mean, they talked about it a little bit on the air, and BJ off the air, going crazy over their love for the grill.
Well, it's one of the best inventions known to man.
If you've never owned one. You have no idea what you've
missed. Oh, my gosh.
You have no idea. And if you're going to go get one because of the George Foreman death, which I think they're going to skyrocket now. They're going to be flying off the shelves, Walmart. Everybody's going to be selling them, Target. Go get the double. Don't get the single. The single's just not worth it. You want the double.
You're really, shortening yourself if you get the...
The single?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it saved me in college. I almost starved to death because I couldn't cook. And this thing, I just threw some meat on there. I was like, bam.
Greatest hamburger maker that's ever been bitten.
So good.
Wow.
Now, right. I did set off a couple of smoke alarms.
Smoke alarms,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's cool.
All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, I got to say.
What?
If we can get a rejuvenated, re-energized Spadil like we have this morning. I hope Bernie Sanders comes here every weekend.
I know he is in such a great mood.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
You're in such a good mood today. You're talking common sense. You can tell you've been Bernie-fied.
You have been Bernie-fied.
Yeah, I got to see my buddy. Yeah.
You and the 36,000 people or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he set a record. It was his largest rally ever.
Yep. Did AOC look hot to you?
Oh, yeah.
Smoking hot. Yeah. I'm glad you had a good time down there,
it
man.
It was a great time. Yeah. Wow. She accidentally said fart instead of fight, though. Yeah, there's like, she's like, we need to fight harder, but she accidentally said fart harder.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she actually did. I have a clip of it right here.
Yeah, I saw that video. She actually, when she said it, then she tried to correct herself really quick.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
We need a Democratic Party that fights harder for us.
That was quick.
That's okay. I'm sure there were a lot of that smoke in the air down there, so she was probably, you know.
Did everybody crack up?
Oh, yeah. Everyone laughed.
And fart is always a funny word, especially when you mess it up in front of 36,000 people. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're in a good mood today because you can tell you're re-energized. And, man, you just see the world in a whole different set of glasses right now. Good for you.
Speaking of which, to just go back, have you ever done those shrooms?
Shrooms?
Yeah. Did it give you like some kind of weird clarity?
I actually think that that's good for people who they need like to do something like that. Like they need to overcome something or like see something within themselves or whatever. I know I'm saying it kind of a weird way, but yeah, it's good for people, I think.
Yeah, because I had another friend that did him the shrooms thing, and he said it cured his depression.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre?
It is bizarre.
I know.
Yeah.
He said, and he like suffered like massive depression. And he said, it just cleared it up.
It's crazy. It kind of breaks down all these like mental barriers, and it like lets you, really confront like problems that you have within yourself,
or like reset.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So that's our clarity. Oh, AOC and shrooms.
There you go.
That's all you need in life, right?
23 and me. A lot of people have taken this, put their DNA out there. They're going to go bankrupt, it looks like. And you're being warned that if they have your DNA, you might want to go online and cancel it. Delete it. Therefore, they can't use it by law. It can't be sold. Here's the warning.
We've got some breaking news to get to. Genetic testing company 23andMe has now filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The firm, valued at $50 million, is pushing for a buyout. So far, the board has rejected all offers, now saying a court-supervised sale is the best path forward. 23andMe will continue operations during this process. This, of course, comes just one day after California Attorney General Rob Bonta issued a consumer alert about the potential of this very thing happening, reminding customers to consider invoking their rights to have 23andMe delete their data and destroy genetic samples.
Delete! Go to their website to delete it. I'm surprised these companies are going under. I thought that this whole DNA thing was going to be the future.
I feel like everybody already did it. Anybody that was interested in it has done it.
Yeah, they ran through all their clientele.
Yeah, that's like a one-time, thing. It's like, that's why it sucks to be an orthodontist. You get those little kids, and then they don't need you anymore.
Well, at least for that, you've got other little kids coming along. Yeah. You've got a pipeline there. But with this 23andMe, and wasn't it in the beginning, I remember that when I did it, they could detect like heart conditions and things like that were hereditary within your family, but for some reason, I don't think it flew. I don't know what happened with them.
I can't believe you did it, of all people.
You know, there's two things. I wish I'd never taken the COVID jab, and I wish I'd never done the 23andMe, because here's the way I feel about it. They're going bankrupt. You don't think they knew they were going bankrupt 6 months ago? Of course they did. And if they could have gotten money by selling your DNA and do it legally because you hadn't opted out and deleted, they've already sold it.
And what does one do when they buy somebody else's DNA? Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Like, all right, so I'm a company, right? I have a big company, and I'm going to buy, they'd say, what, $60 million or something? So I'm going to buy all that DNA for $60. What am I going to do with it?
Well, I read that the most people that are interested in it are law enforcement. Because they can use that to match up to crimes throughout the country.
That makes sense.
Without, invading, without a warrant to invade your privacy. But if they buy it through 23andMe, that law enforcement can take this, put it in their database, and solve a lot of crimes possibly.
Yeah, that.
So that was the number one customer for it, from what I understand. Yeah, I don't know. But it does make sense, right?
Instead of them trying to sneak a McDonald's cup to you and go, hey, here, take a drink of this, and then getting it out of the trash, what they have to do.
Plus, I'm not so sure that they were accurate with their genealogy to begin with.
You're not Native.
I'm not Native American, and my daddy told me I'm Native American. He told me that for years, Jamie. Came back that I was not Native American, therefore 23andMe blows.
But which dad was that told you?
I don't remember. I think it was my Cherokee dad. I remember he had feathers on his head.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. To make a Monday worse, Colorado State loses by 1 point.
Sad for them.
1 point, man. We were there.
Do you think that the coach just went home and cried?
I don't know. I did see his press conference afterwards. He wasn't very happy. His kids played great. They played great. So he was thankful for that, but he wasn't, he wasn't happy that he didn't win. That's for sure.
By 1 point?
I know. Ugh. Final bucket, Maryland, they win.
From the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it.
Oh!
Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
We lost. Out of the game.
Maybe I'm just mad, but I just don't even like her.
Who? The commentator?
Yeah. I think it's just because I'm mad, because I wanted CSU to go further.
Yeah. Doesn't matter who the commentator was.
No,
you'd still be mad.
I would.
Just be mad. Mad. We're all mad. We're all mad. Yeah. Except for this, the Pope is out of the hospital. Did you see this?
Is that the craziest thing? We'd all written him off, you guys.
Man,
I feel like even his successors had, well, they'd hoped, they had written him off. And, you know, the guy was in the, He was on the side. Ready to be pulled up, right? From the minors.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah, he is at the minors. He's ready. He had his little hat on. He's like, oh, ha, ha. And then
hey, Dave, throw some water on the smoke.
He's
back. He's back. 30 days in the hospital. And I saw a video. Did you see the video of him?
No.
They wheeled him out over the weekend. Okay, he's back at the Vatican, right? He's in the wheelchair. And people are saying that, hey, well, the Pope doesn't look good. He's 100 years old. He's been in the hospital for 30 days. He's got hoses coming out of his nose. Yeah. He's not going to look good.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what you were expecting, George Clooney?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But he doesn't look bad. I'm looking at a picture. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
For a guy that's been sick and been in the hospital. Yeah. I mean, this guy was death's door.
Yeah. Well, all those prayers worked, I guess.
I guess so.
Because people were praying outside the hospital and all this stuff. Man, I just feel bad for that guy that was, you know, in the minors.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, are you kidding me?
It was that one cardinal. That one cardinal said that, hey, it does not look good. We need to prepare.
Uh-huh.
That guy right there.
Yeah.
That's the guy, if you want to just go back to who's pushing for his death, that it's that cardinal.
I feel like the Pope was like, I am not going to die and let him in.
Oh, there's a power struggle there.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So he's back.
That's crazy. I never saw this coming.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Good for him.
I thought he was a goner.
Yeah,
I did. Welcome back, Pope.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie. And you can get us on the Odyssey app. Yeah, right after the show, after 10 o'clock, it's the podcast. It's up there, too. All right, what is it you need to talk to me about?
No, I was laughing because I took a note, and I forgot I took it on Saturday. I took some notes.
Okay.
So here's what's funny. So don't cheat, okay? Don't cheat.
All right.
Tell me if you... Spadilla, you especially, because we can't see your screen. Don't cheat, and don't look it up, okay?
Okay.
But there is something that's up and coming that is going to be the new rage, okay? It's going to be the new rage because Coach Prime is on board, right? Remember when he made the sunglasses?
The blenders?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Coach Prime is on board with this as a sport, and it's sweeping the nation. It's going to be so huge, and one of the guys that's huge, his name is, and here's what I was going to ask you, Trey McKinney. You guys ever heard of him? Trey McKinney.
No.
What do you think he's huge at? Trey McKinney.
I'm just going to shot in the dark, pickleball.
Good guess. Trey McKinney, Coach Prime.
He's a professional paintball player.
Good guess.
Yeah.
And Coach Prime is on board, and he wants to be a part of this.
Okay.
Okay.
So curling.
Curling. Nope. Bass fishing.
Actually, Coach Prime, no, he has been. Like, ever since he's gotten here, that's all he does is bass fish.
No.
It's true.
It is true. So listen to this. So my son is here, right, visiting, and he was sleeping. So I'm just like kind of waiting for my kid to wake up, right? So I'm just flipping around television. Well, all of a sudden, the Bassmasters Classic in Texas was on,
yeah.
Right? And I was like, oh, I remember that Trey McKinney is from my hometown. I want to see if he's, my sister said, like, he's a huge star in Southern Illinois. So I stop on this Bassmaster Classic in Texas to watch all these people catch a fish. And who shows up? Coach Prime!
No.
Yes,
he was kidding.
Literally on Saturday, he's one of the commentators, right? And he's like, yeah, you guys, I didn't know there's so much free stuff. I went over that Bass, what's the Bass Pro Shop? Pro Shop. He's like, I went over to their little area. And I mean, they hooked me up. This is crazy.
No
I have
kidding. Yes. Big fisherman, huh?
Yeah, and he said that he and Hunter were just fishing on Friday. And that everywhere he moves or goes to, he has them build him a lake. I call it a pond, but he can call it a lake if he wants. So like his house here in Boulder, he has a pond behind it.
Yeah.
And so they fish on it. And he's like, it brings everybody together. And there's no, you know, and he's like, it's something everybody can do.
I saw a picture of his backyard.
Yeah.
It's been circulating. He's got a basketball full court out there. Mm-hmm. He's got that pond that you're talking about. He's got a pool that's the size of friggin' Greeley.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, that yard is unbelievable. I think he's got like a couple of golf holes out there.
He said every single property he owns, he has somebody put in a lake.
No
so
kidding.
He can, and stock it so he can go fishing.
That's cool.
And it was hilarious because I'm like, I can't believe Coach Prime was on the Bass Classic.
Well, even more shocking to me is that you've got a kid that's 18, 19 years old that's coming out of college, and he's headed to the NFL, probably the number one pick in the NFL, and this guy's out on a boat with you?
I know.
Because, I mean, you would think, okay, I get it when you're past maybe 40, okay?
Right, yeah.
But to be a 19, 20-year-old that's getting ready for the NFL draft within a month, and you're out on a lake with your old head coach?
Yeah, and what's funny, he said that that's how he and Hunter get their head right. If something's going on, everything's too busy and the world's too noisy, they go out fishing.
You know, I saw a video probably, I don't know, during the football season where he and Hunter said that when the season ended and before the draft that they were going to go on a trip. That they were going to spend a month going from state to state fishing.
Fishing, yeah. It is
that they were
going to
rent an RV, and they were going to just hit the road, the open road.
Well, Coach Prime did say something funny, and I was like, oh, he's actually brilliant. So they said, well, what do you think about these? This is your first bass fishing tournament that you've been to, right? And he's like, well, here's the thing, guys. They need numbers. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? And I didn't get it either. He said, you know how I like NASCAR, you're number three, you're number seven, he's like, they got all these advertisers all over their shirts,
yeah.
But they don't have a number. So I can't remember all these bass fishermen's names.
Yeah, that's
but if
a good
they were
point.
Number three or number seven, I'd be rooting for them.
Yep. Darn right. Yeah. No, he might be onto something.
I know. It's like,
it's like a racehorse.
Good. Yeah. And
all the horses look the same to me.
And then one of the guys says, why don't you come out with your own products in bass fishing? And he's like, it's like a light bulb went on. So mark my words, we had sunglasses. This dude, Coach Prime, is coming out with a whole line of fishing crap.
Totally. And you know he's going to do it. And it's going to be huge.
It is going to be huge. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. He's going to have
large mouth Dion.
Yeah.
That's what I'd go with.
Prime right? poles. Yeah.
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 Prime poles.
That's pretty good.
How about, like, my stuff's not crappy. It's crappy. It's for crappie. You know, something like that. Because my son thought it was crappy. It's crappy. But some people see it when they see that word, they say crappy.
That big mouth bass fishing, that thing is such a big deal and so much money
so
involved
much money.
In it. I've got a nephew in Middle Tennessee. He participates. He's a part of a pretty good circuit there in the South. He won a $75,000 boat last year.
Yeah.
He won that just catching a damn fish.
Now, was that your bass tracker?
I don't know what it was. I don't know. I have no idea what he won.
Or was that the Bass Pro? What was his driving there? Was it an Evinrude Mercury? Well, what was it?
$77,000. Probably a Bayliner.
Probably. Yeah.
I hear they're good fishing boats.
It's boat talk.
But he won a $75,000 boat.
Isn't that crazy?
At his tournament, at his bass tournament.
So and that's I'm like, the really? Thing, Schmidl. Like, if these guys, like this Trey McKinney or whatever,
uh-huh.
he's a multimillionaire now because of all his sponsors.
Yeah.
We need need to get you guys better marketing out there. Dude, you guys paintball, need, like, names all over you.
Yeah, paintball just gets no outside money, like, at all.
But they're catching a fish!
I don't understand it, because it's more action-packed than watching someone fish, and it's no one wants to watch it, man. It's,
I mean, like, literally, they were on Fox 31 for a fishing tournament on Saturday. This wasn't TBS. This was Fox. And the guy's just sitting there fishing.
Yeah. You know, there is something out of this playbook you could take, though. You guys need numbers.
We have numbers.
Oops.
Yeah.
I've never noticed it because you're camouflaged.
I'm number 18. Yeah,
well,
that's like my number.
Well, you're camouflaged, so you can't see him.
Oops.
I don't have I'm not like running around in the woods.
You didn't even know his number?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Or that we
number.
Have blue jerseys? They're not camo. No,
yeah, they look like the Avalanche.
Yeah,
they ripped them off.
Yeah, it's total
rip-off. Yeah, he came in and showed you.
They're maroon and blue.
No kidding. Uh-huh. All right, well. Or maybe there's some other way that you could notice it. I didn't know you had numbers.
Yeah.
All right.
Oops.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Spadil.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's going to be windy today. Windy, windy, windy. Going to be warm, though. Not bad at all.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Your next chance to win tickets to see the Jonas Brothers happens with the Slacker Show this afternoon and back here tomorrow morning at 7:45. If you're a big Jonas fan, 7:45 tomorrow morning. You know what I think I'm going to organize? A big old George Foreman grill off for his funeral.
Oh, that'd be a great idea.
The day that his funeral is, it's not been announced yet, that we just encourage everybody that's got a grill, that's the day to use it.
I like that.
The
that
grill
really
off.
Honors him. I was being real.
Yeah, the smell over Denver.
Yeah. Smells like George.
Oh, red meat cooking on his grill.
That's a great
George
idea.
George Foreman grill. I'm telling you.
I'm supporting you.
I'm totally about it, too.
I feel like you're facetious.
No, I'm supporting
you're being a little
you.
Facetious.
I think that's actually beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, very rarely does somebody, die that has something as iconic as that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. You know, it's like if Mrs. Butterworth were to pass away, we'd all, like, use syrup.
I was surprised that he did pass away, though.
I know.
I didn't even know the guy was sick.
Yeah.
76 years old.
Well, it doesn't say what caused his death yet.
I thought I saw heart condition or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
76 years old. In fact, Mike Tyson said in his career, he's the only man, George Foreman is the only man that he feared in his life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said he never, ever wanted to fight George Foreman.
Man.
Of all people.
He said in this one thing that at one point, because he got a percentage of the George Foreman grill, at one point he was getting $8 million a month.
Wow.
Oh, God. A month.
What? $8 million a month? I know he made a fortune off of it. $8 million
a month
off a countertop grill.
And that grill, Jamie, I don't know when it came out.
Yeah.
It was like 30 years ago. And it still sells like hotcakes.
Yeah,
it's
crazy?
Unbelievable. $8 million
a month? It says that he won't tell exactly how much he made. The podcaster said something like, well, the rumor is you made about $200 million. And he laughed. And he goes, it was more than that. At one point, I was making $8 million a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. That guy, that thing's been out for 40 years.
I know. I can remember being little and watching TV with my dad. My dad's like, huh, I wonder if that thing works. Hey, Nancy, should we buy one of these things?
He's got to be close to a billionaire.
Yeah.
He's got to be.
Right?
He's got to be. With that kind of money. You kidding me?
I'm telling
you, one of the greatest inventions ever, though. I swear by it. That George Foreman, nothing has ever come along. You know, Cuisinart, I think it is, has tried it.
Cuisinart.
They've tried it. Different companies have tried it.
But nobody
matched George.
Literally saved my life in college.
All right, let's do it. Carson, let's put together a grill.
I'm in.
The day of the funeral will encourage everybody.
I feel like I should go get one now.
You need to.
Because I have FOMO about you guys and your burgers.
Get the double. Don't get single.
Oh, yeah, don't get
don't
the,
get the no, single. Oh, whatever you do, it's
boy.
A waste. Yeah, go get the bad boy. Yeah, less splatter.
I thought there was no splatter. You put the lid on it.
Yeah, that single, there's a little bit of splatter. When you get the single, because it's so small,
it is,
Carson?
Yeah, yeah.
When you pop down the lid.
Yeah.
Everybody that owns one knows exactly what I'm talking about. When you have the single, you get more counter splatter, okay?
Yep.
When you get the double, there's more entrapped
in the machine itself.
Yes,
and then it goes into that drip pan and you're good.
Wow. You're convincing.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Jamie.
Hey, what?
Before you get started.
Sure.
You want me to tell you? Because I haven't said anything this morning. You know why I'm so tired today?
I have no idea.
Well, I watched that last basketball game up until 10 o'clock last night. That's late for me. I normally go to bed around 4:30.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, 4:35 sometimes.
My wife woke me up around 12:30 or so this morning. Want me to put some lotion on her back. So I'm just beat today.
Ew.
Beat Ew. Today. Yeah.
Ew. Did you bitch at her for waking you up?
Yeah, she was breaking out bad. She had the hives. So I had to get up and put some of that medication lotion on her.
With your CPAP machine on?
Yeah, I got my mask on, and I'm rubbing her back.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, I'm half asleep.
And it's that
wore me out.
Is it that pink stuff? What is that stuff called? You know that pink stuff? It turns like kind of white.
Calamine. Calamine lotion.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you rub that all over?
I don't know what it was. I was half asleep. She has handed me a tube of this lotion, and I'm like, wee. Now we're back to bed.
Wow.
I had a little excess on my hands. I just put it on my arms.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, that's a great story.
But that's why I'm so tired.
That's a great story.
That's why I'm so tired today. Yeah. She kept me up putting lotion on.
Well, you're definitely like a little bitchy, that's for sure.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm going to Big Daddy Burgers, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like I want some wings. And then BJ just tears into me. He's like, you don't go anywhere. Oh, now I'm Bernie. You don't go anywhere that says burgers in it and get the wings. I was like, what are you talking about? You go to Hooters, you don't get the chicken breasts.
He gets the wings at Hooters, though. That's what they're known for.
Hooters wings.
But he said it has to be in the name.
Yeah.
Hooters only has boobs in it.
Okay.
So you have to have a
now.
Chicken breast at Hooters. Yeah. He's like, you can't go to Big Daddy Burgers and have the wings. He's like,
maybe
I don't go to Taco Bell and have a cheeseburger.
No. I don't even have a burrito. If I go to Taco Bell, it says tacos. Okay. But yeah, I probably misspoke. Okay. So let me take that back.
Okay.
All I'm saying is what Spadil just said, that if it's not what they're known for, then I usually don't go off the menu any.
Right.
Okay?
So if you go to the egg and eye, you only get an egg?
Well, yeah, I mean, eye isn't on the menu. Egg's my only option. But yeah, if I go to a breakfast place, yeah.
You go to Waffle House, you only get a waffle?
Yeah, I get a waffle.
You do?
If I go to Waffle House.
I'm trying to think
of sausage, that's a bad one. Bacon.
What about that pancake place? Pancake House?
House Pancakes.
House of Pancakes? You don't even like pancakes.
I don't think I've ever been that have eaten breakfast. I don't know. My point is this. You go into Big Daddy Burgers, okay? You're getting the damn burger.
See, this is how he said it to me off the air, just like that.
And Spadil will agree with me on this. Hamburgers are pretty safe.
Yeah.
Wings, on the other hand, man, you can really, you can get some bad wings.
It varies.
It seems like it's easy to do, but you can screw them up real easy. Yeah. Make them all slimy.
Yeah. That's why I like them crispy with the sauce on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get some that are really bony, like Paris Hilton.
You can. Yeah. You should try the Luther burger at Bad Daddy's, though. It's good.
The Luther?
Yeah. So it's a bacon cheeseburger, but the buns are glazed donuts.
It's so good, dude. No. Nasty.
It's also like 2,000 calories.
Jamie gets a burger without the burger.
I get grilled cheese.
She gets grilled cheese, basically.
Yeah, I'm the only person at Bud's Bar that gets grilled cheese.
She'll order a burger, hold the patty. Like, what?
Get some melt.
You didn't order a burger, you ordered a grilled cheese, basically.
You know, I can never go to In-N-Out again.
Why?
I forgot to tell you guys. Because I hit gristle, and now I just, blah.
Gristle?
Like
your burger?
Yeah, like a bone or something.
Oh, really?
I can never go back. I literally,
you got a bone-in burger?
Oh, yeah. I did. Yeah.
Really?
So it's like, it's ruined.
Yeah.
Do you ever have that? Like, I've never eaten at Wendy's since I was like 16.
So there was a place that we went to, I think it was last year, and it was right before an Habs game.
And so we had our brother-in-law in town and everything like that. And we all went there, went to the game. And my sister-in-law threw up on my brother-in-law on the way down the escalator. Just threw up in his sweatshirt. Oh! And I was like, oh, no! And we thought it was like an isolated incident. We all got sick that
no.
night.
Oh,
so I will never eat where we ate ever again. Because I can still just taste it coming back up.
It wasn't good. Why did I need that part?
I'm scarred for life. So, I can relate.
I'm really bummed because I loved In-N-Out too. But makes me cringe now. Anyway, I told you one time I saw a dead deer in the middle of I-25 and I threw up in my car.
Jeez.
I mean, I could see that though too.
Remember that's when I didn't eat meat for like a year?
Especially down that stretch of I-25.
It just is everywhere.
Explodes.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat at Big Daddy Burgers.
Enjoy your lunch.
I hope they have a cheese quesadilla. Because that's what I'm going to be having. All right, anyway, let's see here. Oh, I know. Speaking of food, Chick-fil-A, you guys, is coming out. I don't think it's in the stores yet, but you know how they have all the different sauces Chick-fil-A does at your local grocery store? Well, I guess due to popular demand, now the zesty buffalo sauce and the honey mustard sauce will be available in store soon.
Oh, they do have good honey mustard.
Yeah, the honey mustard is as my cool friends say, fire.
Very good.
Fire. Definitely fire. Fire.
I can tell that you're hanging out with your son.
Fire.
Totally tell.
I know. So those are coming to stores. They're also going to create one that's for grocery stores only, and it's called the Parmesan Caesar dressing. It won't be available at Chick-fil-A restaurants, which is weird, but they're only going to offer it in grocery stores, and it's a dressing that you can put on all kinds of things. So those are the three new products coming to the grocery stores. All right. We talked about it. What's his name? He passed away. George Foreman passed away at age 76. People are saying that they looked it up, and he's worth like $200, $300 million, something like that, from that grill.
Wow.
That back in the day, they didn't pay the kind of money that they... I mean, they paid, $1 million, $2 million, or whatever. But the Foreman Grill, he was making $8 million a month at its height of the Foreman Grill. And he didn't invent it. Some dude, like, named Steve or something, invented it. And I'm sure he made a lot of money, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did. And they said, why did you go after George Foreman to be, like, the spokesperson for it? And he said he represented men and burgers.
Yeah.
It worked.
It did work.
Yeah.
It was a great move. Brilliant, in fact.
It really did. Let's see here. What else do I have for you? I have to be honest. I'm kind of unorganized.
I remember that George Foreman grill. It all started with an infomercial.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, that was like
years ago.
That first time of infomercials.
Yeah,
right?
Infomercials were really hot. And they were hawking that stuff late at night. Yeah. That's where it started. Yeah.
I almost bought that Emerald guys. I almost bought his rotisserie chicken maker.
Bam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah. Bam.
That was his like tagline.
Is that a set it and forget it?
I think
it was.
Yeah.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I thought, no, I'll just go to King Super's.
No. Yeah. Why would I want a rotisserie?
No.
Huge maker.
If it's you. You would set it, and then you'd forget it. I mean, you literally would forget it.
Dude, I felt like I was a chef last night. Do you guys ever do, actually, I know that Jennifer Garner has a pretend cooking show that she calls it, but I actually was doing it in my head, a pretend cooking show last night while I was making food for my son.
You were like talking to yourself?
I was like, yeah, and now we add the salt. Just a little bit of seasoning, do it to taste. Yeah. And then I took a little spoon, and I tried the sauce, and I was like, yes, that's good.
That's perfect.
Do you guys ever do that? Just me.
No, never.
Do you also ever do the thing that I do, which is called challenge your vacuum, where you try to suck up things that you know it can't handle?
I do that. Yeah. I think if you have a kid, a small kid, you really try that because you don't want to bend over.
No.
And maybe it's an age thing. I don't know.
No, I've done it my whole life.
But I'm just saying. But you'll see it and you go, surely it will suck that up.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. It won't.
Yeah.
Now I gotta bend over and pick it up.
You do that especially with Lego bricks.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? He's not gonna mess that one.
It's just a couple.
Yeah, exactly. And pennies. Now, I will get the nickels and the dimes, but pennies seem like, bye.
Yeah. I'm with you. I do.
It's really ridiculous, but it's true. Okay, let's hear the Paul brothers. There's a new trailer coming out with these boys, Logan Paul and the other one.
Jake.
Jake Paul. Which one's more famous?
Jake.
And I remember Logan. I would say,
but Logan, I think, started off with more followers.
Oh, okay. They were literally like just YouTube stars. Yep. It's so crazy. And now they have millions of dollars. Anyway, there's a new documentary about them, and it's on Max. And here's the trailer.
Yeah, this is America. Yeah. The currency isn't being liked. The currency is attention. Yeah. What can you do with attention? The answer is anything.
And now it's time for America to meet our family.
What's wrong with you?
Go yourself.
This baby opened up a gentle side of the Pauls.
Oh, it's smelly.
To my whole family.
Shut up. We got a show to make.
Sounds fun. Sounds like something.
No desire.
Yeah.
No desire.
Nope, not at all.
You're
right.
Good for them, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they've made a lot of money.
They have made a lot of money, but they've also done a lot of dumb things. And that drink, isn't that drink like kind of making people sick and stuff?
Prime?
Yeah.
Isn't it making...
I actually had one of their energy drinks a couple days ago. It's delicious. I've never had one. And I was like, oh, I'll try this because it's like a dollar.
Because you wanted to die?
Yeah. I know. No, but it's good.
There's a reason why it's a dollar.
Well, it's got 200 milligrams caffeine.
It's a death drink.
Yeah, but why would you want that? You have a child. Oh, my God. He makes no sense. He wants a full body scan to get in front of his health, but he drinks that crap?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, just every once in a while.
You can have up to 600 milligrams of caffeine in one day.
Oh, my God, these two.
Yeah.
You can tell we go to the gym. We're just like, whatever we need.
They're exhausting. All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The podcast will be up in about an hour or so. So go get it on the Odyssey app this morning. Easy enough to get and to listen to. I saw yesterday, ESPN, they said they had 24 million brackets just in their competition alone. So you got to figure there's like 150 million out there, right?
Do we know how many are still in?
Of their 24 million, they had three.
Wow.
Perfect brackets up until last night.
Oh.
Now, remember, we still got a couple more weekends to go.
That's true.
So more than likely, you know, nobody's going to make it all the way through.
It feels like the lottery. Like, doesn't it just seem like it's so easy to figure this out?
It does.
I know.
It does, but the more the tournament goes, the more I feel like, well, it's no wonder nobody's ever got the perfect bracket. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
You
how
guys,
many games?
This is embarrassing. I am in last place. Last place in our entire bracket. How many do we have?
People? 37.
37 people.
You're last.
Guess what number I am?
Dead last.
37.
You're bad. Yeah. And you've been on bottom for days now.
I have.
Because every time a game is played, things shift a little bit because you got a winner and a loser, right? And so it starts to shift inside the brackets according to who you got. Jamie's never moved from the bottom.
Budged.
What they call it, snipping heels or something, or... What did they call you, biting the heels?
Pillow biter?
No.
What?
No. That somebody else was down there with you, and they said, oh, here I am, nipping at the heels, just like Jimmy White.
Well, because I took SIUE, Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, through like a couple of phases, that wasn't a good call
Not
at all.
Not bad call.
Bad call.
Bad call.
Really
came back to bite you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And BJ's in second.
I'm in second
pretty
place.
Pretty good. Yeah.
He stayed in first until yesterday.
I think. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't remember exactly.
And then, Carson, where are you?
I have no idea. I haven't even checked it yet.
Where are you, Spadell?
He's eighth, and I'm tied for fifth.
You're fifth, and he's eighth?
Yeah. Powerball Pete's right there somewhere.
I think he's right behind Carson. He's nine.
Nine.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I got to beat Powerball Pete.
And again, we have no idea what we're playing for.
No.
We just, all of us put $20 in. We don't.
She still hasn't figured out our prize pool?
Nope.
I haven't seen any cash amount, no.
And there's a reason why they own an airplane.
It's a Ponzi scheme, man. That's what she's running.
You're doing it for notoriety. That's it. Yeah. There's no cash payout.
Bragging
Nobody
rights.
Ever said a cash payout.
She's got to pay for the hanger.
It was a donation.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. She's got a few chocolates to give away. I don't know, something about some Easter bunnies or something. That's
know.
All you're going to get.
No, we don't know what we're playing for. Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. You know, I can't believe.
Later on was the Slacker Show.
Oh, yeah. Slacker Show has tickets later this afternoon. I can't believe I heard that promo a few minutes ago of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Why did we leave Rusty out?
Because he doesn't sing, really.
Yeah, but from what I understand, he's on this tour with them. He's going to be this summer.
He does he does the introductions.
But that's the way it always happens, Jimmy. They always leave him out.
It's like, you know what it's like? It's like the one Peyton Manning guy. What's the
Cooper.
One? Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper.
Cooper Manning.
He's always left out.
See, I couldn't even remember his name.
It's always Peyton and Eli.
Yep, always.
Those two together. Yeah. You want to do a potato chip commercial, you call Peyton and Eli. Yeah. You don't call Cooper.
No, you never see Cooper.
No, you never call Cooper.
Well, that's the same deal with Rusty. Now, they have tried to do a better job of, like, he introduces them, and he's like, you know, I'm Rusty, the forgotten Jonas brother. So he does that, and then they acknowledge him, and I think he plays, like, the harmonica for one song.
But he's always shoved in the back.
What are those shaker things? They're called
maracas.
The maracas. I think he does one of those for like sucker.
The triangle. You're a sucker. I think he has the triangle. It's like, I'm a sucker for you.
Yeah. Very important, though. Those are very important instruments, okay? That was good timing.
They're instrumental to the song.
Yeah, they're very
three
important.
Of us, by the way, hit that. All three of us.
All right. Listen. Now, Spadil, I'm going to give you a mission, okay?
Okay.
Piece of homework here.
Yeah.
I want you to go to management,
uh-huh.
and I want you to talk to the programming department, and I want you to get with creative, and I want a promo tomorrow that has Rusty's name in it.
Yes. That's nice
we are you. Not. We're not going to stand by and let these four guys come to town, and let's only mention three in the promo.
Is, you know what? That's really... I'm going to support
now, look,
that.
Yeah. Nobody else has to run it. You don't have to run it 10 o'clock, you know, with, what's her name? Heather Locklear.
Collins.
Yeah, Collins. Heather.
I think Heather Locklear's dead.
The Heather Show doesn't have to run it.
The
Slacker Show.
That's just the Heather Show.
Yeah, now the Heather Show.
The Slacker Show. He doesn't have to run it. But here, by golly, in the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, we want Rusty. We want Rusty. We want Rusty.
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to
chance that. You can't make me.
We got to fight for his rights.
He's like pointing at me like, do it.
Heather Locklear is still alive, by the way.
Oh, she is alive.
Yeah, yeah, she's 63.
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she's coming up at 10 o'clock. Right here. Don't go anywhere. I don't know who, whatever.
Right.
Just get Rusty in the promo.
Like, she was like all jacked up. Remember?
Who?
Heather Locklear.
Heather Collins?
No, wait. Heather Locklear, right? Oh. She was married to Richie Sambora, right? And Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
And she got all jacked up and all, huh?
Yeah. Anyway. Rode hard, put up wet.
Bad.
Yep, got it. All right. Forget about that part.
Okay. What are we doing?
Rusty. We want Rusty in the promo.
You know what?
Okay.
He does have a point. They do say individually all three names, and they leave out Rusty, and that's gotta hurt his feelings.
Yeah. They say Joe. They say Slick. They say the other guy. What's his name?
Nick. Luke. Kevin.
Luke. Kevin.
Kevin. Joe.
Kevin. Nick. And Joe.
Yeah.
All right.
Kevin. Nick. And Joe. We were kidding.
Get Rusty. Okay. Get Rusty. Whatever you do. Get Rusty. All right.
BJ and Jamie.
I heard it's going to be windy today, but warm. I think 70 for a high.
Yes, 70 is insane.
Wind goes away, warming up through the rest of the week, so that's pretty cool, too.
Yep, right? It's going to be a beautiful week.
You're going to do breakfast after the show, right? Or, no, you're doing the burger, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing the burger. You're having lunch. Then I think it's out to the cabin for a 70 degree day.
Nice.
Ooh, man, well, enjoy your meat.
Nice.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Let's see here. What about your son? What's he doing today?
Well, he is, he's got a Zoom call. I don't know. I was like,
Zoom call? He's on summer break.
I know, but he works full time.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's got a Zoom call. And then he's going to go to the cabin with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great day today. Everybody else, have a great day. Monday. I know it's a little depressing because Colorado State lost yesterday, but It'll be okay.
That is such a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah, good season, though. Good season.
Was it?
No,
they lost by one.
Should have gone a little bit further.
They should have won.
Should have won. Man. All right, we got to go. Yeah. You guys have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.